Head coach Michael Huger joining us now on our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Coach, your team playing without DiMaggio Wiggins tonight. Let's go back to the beginning of the game. You were playing Daquan Plowden and Derek Koch, and looked like after a few minutes you decided to go basically a lot of times with four guards or kind of a four-guard alignment. That seemed to work better for you. Is that basically kind of what forced your hand into that lineup?
It did. We weren't really being effective with the bigger lineup, and so we had to change and make that adjustment to Matt Fox, who hit some threes. He had some great looks in the second half, just wasn't able to knock them down.
And despite that, in the second half you build an 8-point lead, and defensively you did a good job against Ball State. You got a lot of fouls called inside trying to defend Moses. That didn't help, did it?
It didn't. He got a lot of fouls called, some goat calls and some cheap ones. So, it is what it is. There's nothing you could do about that. But I thought it was a well-called game on both ends. And, we just got to be able to make shots and then come up with a big stop when we needed to. And we had a great look at the end from Dylan. Was down halfway and out, and That's the ball game. Persons takes his shots on the other end, and his go in, and that's the difference.
Coach, did Ball State adjust to your adjustment? In other words, when you went small in the second half, did they make some kind of tweak after you really closed out the first half strong and then built an 8-point lead? Was there some adjustment from them then?
They tried to in the beginning, and then they went back to what they do with Teague. And if we were able to make shots, we would have made them pay for that, but we didn't make those shots. We had some great looks. Matt Fox had a great look from the corner, two great looks from both corners, and wasn't able to knock them down. And they were able to capitalize using their size on the other end. So we didn't make them pay for staying big, and that's what we normally do. And, that's the game.
Coach, I guess another key tonight, especially against a bigger lineup like Ball State, 15 turnovers led to 16 Ball State points, and I don't think we would have expected that high of a number from your club.
I didn't expect that high of a number. We didn't do a great job of taking care of the ball today. Too many turnovers, way too many turnovers where we could have gotten more shots. Instead of that, we turned the ball over. So that didn't help us at all. But overall, I was pleased with what we did without DiMaggio Wiggins averaging 15 and 10, 15 and 11. So when you miss a guy like that and you have this type of performance on the road, I'm proud of what our guys did.
And the other surprise was to the positive with the small lineup. You win the board battle 40-37. You outscored them on second chance points 11-4. So you had a number of guys working hard on the rebounding side of things.
Yeah, our guys did a great job on the boards. It was a team effort. DK came, Derek Koch came up with 10 rebounds. Antoine came up with 10. Everybody else chipped in and did their part. So it was big for us on the boards. That was something we talked about going in. When you're missing 11 of those boards right there, somebody got to make up for them. And DK and Antoine made up for those rebounds.
Coach, clearly playing without Wiggins changes everything that you base your offense on most of the time. You think it just took a little while not only to switch up the lineup, but just psychologically for your guys, it's just so different, isn't it?
It is different. We're not used to not having him. I think that's the first game he's ever missed as a Bowling Green Falcon. I can't remember him missing a game in his first 2 years. So we've been with him for the first 3 years, and when you're used to seeing that presence in the middle and then you lose him, it's definitely a bit of a shock. And, once we got over that shock factor, we were able to come back and even take the lead at halftime. So we did a real good job.
I know the good news on that front is you fully expect him to be ready on Saturday.
I fully expect him to be ready on Saturday, but you never know. So we'll see.
No doubt about it. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Postgame, we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. Bowling Green falls to Ball State tonight, 59-56.